I told Brother Ed this morning, he texted me and said, I'm praying for you. I told him, I said, God is just, all he's wanting to do this morning is just nudge us on over. If we would let go and let him just push us on over, he would do it a crazy, amazing thing this morning. He's already started it. I think we're the ones that kind of hold back on God. But he is right, I can just feel it all morning, he is just right there. And all he wants us to do is say, hey, will you just have your way? So if I'm preaching and God gets on you this morning and you, yeah. Yeah, go ahead, sis. I see you now. Yes. It's a brand new message this morning. I was in a recovery center on Thursday, talking with some men, going over a message, and we ended up talking about Samson and Delilah. And one of the men in the back of the room says, I bet she was sorry for that. And my mind went 100 miles an hour and started rolling out a message that I'd never seen before. And all through the week, I prepared 3 or 4 different messages for this Sunday, and God kept me bringing back to this one. And it's so spot on for this Sunday. But I'm going to preach a message, and I'll give you the title of it at the end. But if you'll listen to this, I think you'll see yourself this morning. If you see yourself, get in front of God either today in this altar or somewhere between here and your home and really do business with Him, because I think He's wanting to do business with a lot of us this morning. Let's go Judges 16, verse 4. And it came to pass, if you see that, or is that where we're at? And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman. Do y'all see that? And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Zorek, whose name was Delilah. Delilah was a beautiful lady. She was a Philistine. She was a prostitute. And she was loved by somebody. Who was she loved by? She was loved by a man who was announced by God. She was loved by a man who was a Nazarene. She was loved by a man that was the strongest man in the world. He was a God man. God had put on him a supernatural strength. And he was also the last judge of Israel. Whew. She was loved by a mighty, powerful God man. But it never said that she loved him. She never loved him. He offered his love to her, and she never gave hers to him. Right after he offered his love to her in verse 5, and the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means he may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him and we shall give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. Right after the God-man made an offer to her, the enemy made a counteroffer. I hate to tell you this, but looking back on my life and looking back on the lives of many of people that I've ministered to, often when God offers His love, the devil offers his counteroffer. It's usually right in the same time. I can remember the first times that God came and dealt with my heart. I can then also remember every time Satan started showing me the stuff that my flesh lusted after. And it was about the same time. And then we understand and we know that Delilah began to do some things. She began to play games with the man of God. She began to play games with him. That means she would try to figure out and do one thing and ask him about, talk about love, talk about what was good and what was bad, and then ultimately she was playing games. She also made a deal with the enemy and she conversed with the man of God on one day. And then she would converse with the enemy the next. One night she was laying with Samson, and in that same night she would have the enemy run in and destroy and cause chaos and everything in their home. Sound familiar? Does to me. I don't know about you, but it does to me. Ultimately, one day, she ended up selling out completely. Listen to this. If you're not careful, there will come a day when you completely sell out to the enemy. She completely sold out to the enemy. And I started thinking about some of the things that she did while she was selling out. There were some things I wrote down. She went and bought Grinwitz and tied him up. Y'all get me on that? Took some Grinwitz. He said, only Grinwitz will take away my strength. She went out and found them, brought them home, tied him up, got ready, and he busted out of them in no time. New ropes. She went out and bought new ropes or found somebody who had them. Came in, tied him up, woke him up, busted loose of them. And then he said, if you tie my hair to a loom, I need a loom. Went and bought a loom, brought it in her house, set it up, hooked his hair to the loom. There's a lot of work going on. It takes a lot of work to work for the devil and not as much to surrender to the God man. Man, we're trying to fight against God and we're having to do all this stuff. And finally, you know what happened? It worked. You might want to write this down. Guess what? Delilah finally got it to work. The God man's gone. The God man's gone, and she got what she wanted. 1,100 pieces of silver. Oh, from each man. I bet her treasury was full. But one thing she didn't have the supernatural God man in her life anymore. The supernatural power of God resting in her life. I bet she felt sorry. But it was too late because the God man was gone. The God man was taken from her, and she was left with what she gained. But you want me to tell you something about Delilah that kind of baffles me? We never know what happened to her anymore. The story goes dark after that. You know, the story will go dark for a lot of us when the God man's gone out of our lives. And some of y'all are sitting here going right now and going, man, that's cool. Man, that's a great story about Delilah, preacher. Awesome. See you next Sunday. Not so fast. Not so fast. Because there was another Nazarene born. His name's Jesus. He comes on the scene and he's the Nazarene that we all need. When I said Samson was the strongest man, he was the strongest physical man that ever lived. There was another God man who was born, and he had the strength and the power over death,
hell and the grave. He had the power and the strength over sin. He had the power to take a lost person and make him a saint and be saved for eternity. The strongest man was born in Bethlehem. The next God man. And let me say it this way, and I thought about this little point. So, Samson was the last judge of Israel. Jesus will be the last judge for all of us. Amen? That God, man. And I thought about how God worked in Delilah's life, and He works the same way in our lives. Jesus started working on me when I was 8. He probably started working on you when you was quite young. And then guess what? The enemy come along and showed you dope. Showed you pornography, showed you lying, showed you money, showed you whatever that it is that you love more than God. Some of you love some things more than you love God. The devil doesn't mind to offer you that. Some of y'all are looking for relationships. Some of you are looking for a job. Some of you are looking for a home. Some of you are looking for the most... I'm going to get a little bit deeper if that's all right with y'all. Some of y'all are looking for the thing that you think is going to make you happy and complete. I mean, you got this void in your life, and you've been telling people, oh, if I got this kind of house, I'll be happy. If I get this kind of wife, I'll be happy. If I get this kind of money, I'll be happy. If we have some kids, I'll be happy. If we had a dog, we'd be happy. If we had 2 dogs, we'd be happy. If we had 3 cats, we'd be happy. If we had this, we'd be happy. Oh, if I had what the neighbor had, we'd be happy. But you know what? You'll never be happy. You'll never be satisfied until you find the God man, Jesus, in your life. The devil will constantly try to offer you something that looks good in the temporal. That $1,100 pieces of silver from every man, whoo! Have you ever had the devil offer you some stuff? And if you've done it, you looked at it right, you're like, man, I can do this. This is good. Amen? Only to get it, only to be walking around with it, only, man, to have it in your hand, and you still feel lonely and miserable and without. And my mind constantly runs to Judas. All I need is 30 pieces. I don't need, some of y'all, I don't need 1,100 from everybody. I just need 30 pieces of silver. Judas got 30 pieces of silver, and he had it in his hand. I don't know where, God, come on. I don't know where he went to. I don't know where he counted it. But Canada, everything got all 30 pieces. It's right here. Why am I not happier? Why am I not satisfied? Why am I not overjoyed? I wish I could be real with you this morning. There was a million things that the devil put in front of me, and I tasted it, I felt it, I carried it, I had it, and I swear within 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, I sit there and go, man, I hate this. I hate this. It's no good. He offers it to you. And we do just like Delilah. We work so hard not to surrender to God. Green wits. What do? We make more money. We take more opportunities. We run faster and harder. We do harder in life. Here it is. Here's what Jesus says. Come unto me, all that you are thirsty, all that you are hungry, all that you are heavy laden, come to me and ask me to forgive you, and I will. What do we do? Oh, I'll find it in a man. I'll find it in a woman. I'll find it in a job. I'll find it. Oh, God, I'll snort it. I'll drink it. I'll look at it. I'll listen to it. Oh, God, I've got to have something to satisfy. God said, I'm right here. Just come. That seems too complicated. No, what's complicated is you. Green wits, ropes, and looms. You've got them all. You've got them all working in your life. And eventually you find it. You find yourself free, like Delilah did. I'm totally free. He's gone. The God man's gone. Amen? I got rid of him. No more conviction. No more church. No more people beating me over the head and telling me I need to surrender to Christ. I'm free. Yeah, you're free
Free from what? Free from God. You're lonely. You're bitter. You're wondering where he went. Amen? You wonder where he went. Where that guy that loves me? Where'd he go? See, God is better than money. He's better than relationships. He's better than a job. Because listen, when you truly get him, when you're laying with him, when you're walking with him, when you're riding with him, you feel full. You feel content. You feel happy. Even if you don't have all the other things. You don't have the car that you used to have. I know, but I'm really happy with the one I do have. Why? Because Jesus rides with me in it. Oh, man, that job you got now is not as good a job as you used to have. Yeah, I know, but the pay and the benefits aren't great, but when I go to work, God goes with me. Amen? Oh, that the relationship, weren't you chasing after a model? Golly, I wish I could preach there for a little bit. Because some guys are they're chasing after a picture they've seen. An identity they've seen in a picture or in a movie. Oh, wait a minute, not just guys, Riley, not just guys. Girls, too. They're looking for what they see and what they watch and what they listen to. And they think, well, I won't be happy unless he's got six-pack abs and perfect hair. And he makes this much money and drives that kind of car. Only to find out if the boy or the girl or the young man or the young woman would fall in love with Jesus Christ, then they can fall in love with somebody else. And it would really be love, not lust. And when their bodies fell apart because, Riley, our bodies fall apart. You get old. You're not going to believe that. You will in about 40 years. But she'll love you when all the things that she liked about you are gone. She'll love you because she fell in love with you, because she fell in love with Jesus. And you'll love her when she's not as pretty as she used to be. She's beautiful. But she ain't the same girl that you seen when you first fell in love with her and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to ask her out. But she's beautiful in so many different ways. She's beautiful because she loves you despite of who you are sometimes. But you watched her with the kids. When they were sick and they needed stuff, she stayed up and prayed for them. She took care of stuff. She took care of you. Somebody said, well, your wife, she don't look the same. Well, you don't see her the way I see her. Me and Riley just had a moment. See, God's bigger than the temporal. He's an eternal God. And when you fall in love with Him and you trust Him, He brings everything back into your life that's important. And at that point, if He brings it in, you're happy. And if He takes it out, you're happy. You're not happy. You're full of joy. You're full of the Holy Spirit. And you really don't care how people see you or how you're being seen. Amen? I want you to see this. Allah's name in the Greek means faithless. Faithless. That's the title of our message this morning. Faithless. She had a God man walk into her life one day, and he loved her. And she did not love him. She liked the idea of loving him, but the enemy made her another offer. And she played games, and she compromised, and then she lost the God man. And guess what? Here we are, thousands of years later, and God loved us while we were yet enemies. Amen? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. To who? Us. And what do we do with Him? Amen? First of all, we're offered Him. And then the enemy offers us. And then sometimes we play games. God, I go to church. God, I read my Bible. God, I was raised in church. Then we compromise. Try to see how much we can get away with. We talk to the enemy out there, and we try to talk to God in here. And God's not fooled. And then ultimately, some of y'all don't like this kind of preaching, and I don't either. Ultimately, God will turn you over to yourself. He will give you what you want, your freedom from Him. And you can come to a million services, and the Holy Spirit can move on everybody but you. You can rebel so hard and try to get away so much that God says, I will let you have what you want. Freedom from me. And just like Delilah, we'll never hear your story again. I don't want to be a Delilah. I don't want to be faithless. I'd rather give up every bit of who I am to accept every bit of who He is. I would rather, when I fall apart, fall into Jesus and say, God, I don't have nothing but You, and that's okay. My identity ain't in myself. It's in You. Because God don't really need your identity as much as you need His. Let's all stand as they come get a song of invitation.